Sing it with me, Mitch. Oh, night. Come on, Mitch. Sing it with me.
I am.
Christ was born. Oh, night. Divine.
Yep.
Oh, night.
And on that note, literally, happy Monday. 614, Steve-O Mitch.
That's not a good note.
Shh, hold on. Oh, it gets better. That's right.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
You know, it's because of songs like that or renditions of songs like that that I can't take that specific song seriously.
What?
It's ruined.
One of the most classic Christmas songs ever.
That guy thought so as well.
Yeah. He was serious. He was giving it his all.
I know. Poor guy.
It is Monday morning, December 10th.
Oh, wow. December T-minus 15 days.
15 days until Christmas. Are you ready?
What am I getting? What am I getting from you?
Oh, I'm not getting you anything. Yeah, I'm not getting you anything.
No, what am I getting from you?
No, really, I'm not getting you anything.
But I'm your co-host.
I know, but that's why we took part in Secret Santa, so we wouldn't have to get anybody else anything. What are you getting me? Are you getting me something?
Not anymore.
Oh! You're going to get me something? I'll get you something then. How often does that happen?
Never?
Oh, always.
Always?
If I get a gift from somebody...
You feel obligated
to get
them a gift?
I have to go straight to Tarjay. I'm like, crap. All right.
Dollar section.
What are they into?
How much do you think that shirt costs? $15?
Dude.
Okay, so I have to spend like $15?
Yes. $16.
Always trying to one-up someone.
Yes. I don't like getting gifts. Because then I feel obligated to get you something back.
No, if I do get you something, please don't feel obligated to get me something.
I already got you something. No!
Yeah! Is it super sweet? Let me try it.
What did you do?
It's a pumpkin spice chai.
My lovely co-host, see, you got me something this morning. Yeah,
trade me. That's better.
This is better?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like there needs to be more milk in that.
Oh, so sweet.
Sugar blast here. You're going to have to drink it.
It is 6 o'clock in the morning. Why am I drinking this?
Because that's what you usually order, but they make it differently.
Woo! The box sucks.
That needs speaking more milk or something.
Speaking of the bucks and sucks. my team!
What happened? What happened? You're so upset.
Okay. I don't even know if I can talk about it.
Tell me, talk through it. So the Bucks had a game.
Yep, they played the Philadelphia Eagles.
And what happened?
In Tampa Bay.
And what happened?
Well, we were losing at halftime. Okay. And I said, there's no way this can continue. We're the Buccaneers. We're playing one of the worst teams in football. There's no way. And my old roommate Jake said, hey, they've lost 8 in a row. They're due. And I said, why would you say that? Why would you say that? You just jinxed us. And then the Bucks were like, nah, we got this. And so then they went up by a monstrous score and were like, oh, okay, cool. So then the Bucks were like, I'm just going to take a nap in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles started to bring it on, and bring it on they did, because literally the final play of the game, I watched the entire thing and my mind just hurts thinking about it. The whole time I was texting Nate Young, drummer for Amberlin. Mm-hmm. His dad played for the Bucks. Crazy mm-hmm. Bucks fan. He's at home. They're watching the game. We're all excited because we somehow are pulling off a victory against this terrible team. Siever, would you like to tell what happened in the final 2 seconds of play?
2 seconds?
Well, the Eagles pulled this off with one fan tied behind their back because I haven't watched, like, I don't think a whole football game all season.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a year that I said, you know what? I'm too busy. I've done fantasy football for 20 years.
Yep.
And I'm not picking any games. I'm not picking any players. I'm not watching my Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big thing. We're talking about Santa hat.
We're talking, yeah. We're talking a guy who, like, I was watching the Eagles when, like, Jaws was quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Anyone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ron Jaworski.
Yep. Yeah, Mitch.
She's got it.
But, you know, there's a lot of talent on that Eagles team.
Mm-hmm.
Got a pretty good coach.
Yeah. So we're winning. We're winning
by how many?
16 to 21, right?
Okay.
And we're like, psh, okay, they would need a touchdown to win this.
And like a...
They're backed way up. There's no way they're going to get all the way down there. They have this kid quarterback who just came in like 2 games ago, Foles. He's gooder than Mike Vick, but he's like this nobody kid. Their star wide receiver's injured. Their star running back is out. Their star quarterback is out. So I'm like, dude, we got this. And we're only winning by less than a touchdown. So all of a sudden, it's the fourth quarter, and they're like charging down the field. And with like 12 seconds left, they get this playoff. And all of a sudden, this guy catches the ball, and it looks like he's going to score a touchdown, and we stop him at the 2-yard line. And I'm jumping on my couch, like screaming, no! Yeah! Well, all of a sudden, the Eagles just start running up to the line and spike the ball down, like hike it and spike the ball down. And they have 2 seconds left. Now they're at the 2-yard line with 2 seconds left. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw up everywhere. This is the. What is happening? Okay, we got this. One more play. Now, keep in mind, on 3rd down, two plays before this, one of our cornerbacks, right, jumps in the way of a ball and goes to catch the interception and drops an interception that would have ended the game. Like, we had every opportunity to win. And he looks at the hands and is like, it's okay. It's 4th down now. It's 4th down. We got this. Final play of the game. Well, that's when they get the ball all the way down to the 2, get a fresh set of downs, spike the ball with 2 seconds left, and into the corner of the end zone, sliding on his knees, diving, like catching the football, touchdown.
Like at the end of a movie?
As time expires, Eagles win. As time expires. It was the worst. This is the first year I have purchased Sunday ticket. That means I get to watch all the football games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I do it to myself, because every week I'm like grumpy. I ruin my Sunday. Because my team is terrible, and I watch them every week, and I just get so angry. Stever.
I don't know why you're so surprised it was the worst, because you started this conversation by saying they were playing one of the worst teams.
They were 3-9. The Eagles have won 3 games and lost 9. They are awful.
Don't tell me you weren't surprised that the Eagles had that kind of season.
I wasn't surprised they had that kind of season. I'm just surprised with the win.
No, you were surprised.
I was surprised that they beat us.
You were surprised they had that kind of season. That's a good team. if they're a bad team, Steve-O, then what does that make?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a terrible Sunday.
Really sorry for you.
The Cowboys, on the flip side, won as time expired. Kicked a field goal. So Chrissy and Luke were jumping up and down on the couch. And we were like happy for them. We're like, yeah, nice. We kept flipping back and forth. So we flipped it back. We're like, because we got the game. So we'll watch the end of the Cowboys game. And all of a sudden we're like, what's happening?
Mm.
Why are they driving down the field? Mm. Daddy, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know, son. I don't know. Yeah, it was the worst.
I watched a game last night.
You did?
I did. I watched the Packers play the Detroit Lions.
Yes! Good job! Oh.
But can I tell you, you're going to be really upset with me right now.
Why would I be upset? You actually got the two team names right.
One, I didn't finish the game.
Why? So you don't know who won?
No.
That's like starting a movie and not watching the ending.
Spoiler alert. I don't know who won. Who won? You don't even know who won.
Green Bay.
Green Bay won.
I'm not even looking. Green Bay won.
Okay. And two, I was so angry that it was snowing the entire time during the game that I couldn't even focus on the game.
Because it's not snowing here?
It's not snowing here.
It's just cold what enough to shatter this, yourself if
yeah,
you fall?
Yeah, what happened to this monster snowstorm we're supposed to have? Yeah. And it's snowing. They're just like showing it off, yep. Whoever they were playing. I don't even know where they were.
They were in Wisconsin.
They were in Wisconsin.
Where it actually snows because it gets cold.
No, I don't care. They need to play somewhere else. That made me angry. And then to rub it in our face, they have pipelines in the ground, heating the ground so the snow doesn't stick to the... Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was so angry they should be taking advantage of that.
It's a football game.
Yeah, I don't care. It's snowing.
Yeah,
in
all of
Wisconsin.
All the local weather people
lied to us.
Liars.
Straight up lied to our faces.
Yeah. I hear there's like a 90% chance today.
Yeah, right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, you're totally lying.
Let's see.
Why are you even telling me? You're getting my hopes up.
A 90% chance of snow.
I heard for an entire week that there was supposed to be a snowstorm on Sunday, and yep. It's going to be monstrous and change our lives, and nothing. It just like... The clouds were way too high to even start to snow, and then they just disappeared.
Did you just say it was going to change our lives?
Yes.
A snowstorm was going to change our lives?
Yes.
I'm choking.
You want to know why it's supposed to change our lives? Because it's Christmas, and it's everything we've dreamed of is a white Christmas.
Well, it's currently 15 degrees. Feels like 6. Monday, supposed to be mostly sunny.
Yeah.
High of 36, low of 8.
There is no snow.
Man, this is awful.
Any snow.
None snow. None snow, mostly sunny today.
Why would you tell me 90%
breezy
chances?
Highs in the 30s to mid-40s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday night, there's a moon and a cloud with snow coming down.
I doubt it. Highly doubt it. Does that mean scattered snow showers?
No, just kidding. That's just stars. I was way wrong. Thursday, there's the little cloud with the snowflakes.
Yeah, that's not for four
days.
That's
a slight chance
of
snow.
That means that by the time we get to Thursday, it will all have changed and there won't be any chance of snow.
Truth. Static. Okay, fine.
It's really upsetting.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do for you.
Maybe.
Because it's not going to happen. Hey, how about this? I'm going to take you to meet a wonderful person today.
I don't care.
He's jolly.
Is he old?
He's joyous. He's got a big white beard.
He wear a lot of
dresses in red.
Ugh. I'm mad at him.
There's like elves all around him.
He brings us the idea of snow, but doesn't bring snow.
So today the DJs, the static DJs, were all doing a Christmas picture.
Yes.
For everybody.
For everyone.
And so I called this place that we're going to and said, "Hi, I'm a grown up. We would like to go get our picture taken with the jolly fat guy. Is there, you know, blah, 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 blah." And I'm sorry, who are you? I'm a grown man. I'm going to bring other grown-ups, and we all want to take a picture with him. Are we going to scare children, or is this okay? Can we please come meet this guy? Please. And it worked out.
And they said, yeah, it's fine.
They said yes.
Okay.
So we're going and we're going to meet the jolly fat guy today.
You and Billiam are going to have to sit in his lap.
Okay.
Just so that we have that clear.
We need to come up with something amazing.
Oh, no, we have an amazing idea.
Okay.
If we can think of anything else, we'll try and incorporate. We have like one shot at this, literally one picture shot at this.
This is the worst because somebody's going to blink or somebody's going to.
No. I think that'll make it better if someone blinks.
That actually will make it better because there's nothing we can do. It's like your high school photo where you got that one photo and then 3 weeks later they sent them to you. And you're like, "I was blinking!" Yeah. Oh, come on!
That one photo, and then you get your yearbook at the end of the year. You're like, "I don't even look like that anymore."
Yeah.
It's always so annoying.
Today is the day.
Today is that day we dress Christmassy.
Of course, we will post it as soon as we have it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing. Static!
Mitch, this is for me. To make you feel better, I'm in Texas, and it doesn't ever snow like January or February after. And our Christmases are usually like 90 degrees, so it's the most disappointing Christmas here. Okay. At least you had snow.
You
know,
this is true.
You know, I kind of agree with you, but you don't have meteorologists telling you it's going
to
snow for
they
a week and
to
a half.
Our faces.
They're like, it's going
to
snow. It's going to be a crazy monstrous storm that's going to shut
ready.
Down the entire city. Don't worry. It's going to happen. And then the
nothing.
Day happens and nothing.
Lies.
But they're like, over there, your meteorologists are like, it's 90
degrees.
Hey, man,
how you doing? You live in Texas? Where? Oh,
no!
We lost him. We lost him. The reception's really bad out there.
In Texas.
Yeah, in Texas.
There's like nothing there, so.
I'm from there.
From Tejas?
But I'm not there anymore, so you're right. There's nothing there.
Well, in some
Wait,
places there are.
My mom is there!
Yeah.
How dare you!
Wait. You agreed with me first.
I did. I forgot.
Then realized.
I realized.
You know people there.
My mom lives there.
Yeah. But doesn't she live in like El Paso or something?
Yeah, which isn't Texas.
No.
I always say
that's
that.
Like
and
Mexico.
They get so mad, my mom and stepdad. They get quite angry.
Quite upset.
Yeah. Like, dude, that's not Texas, bro.
Mm-mm.
You guys just need to give that back to that nation underneath you. It doesn't really belong to you, trust me.
It's practically that nation underneath them.
It really is. So, but yeah, they don't seem to like that too much if you actually live there.
Whatever.
I've been there once for like 8 minutes. It totally doesn't count.
Here.
I've never really experienced El Paso, so I say that only because we were there for an Echoing Green show. They were like on tour, and I went down there to see them, see my lovely wife, and we went to a Denny's after the show, and nobody spoke English. That's my like 8 minutes of El Paso.
That's pretty much my experience of El Paso.
So because of that, that one Denny's.
Yeah, ruined everything.
Ah,
come on.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Cover to cover
right.
Coming up at 9.
Oh, get your vote on. We'll try and figure out some
figure
stuff.
Figure out what you're going to vote on.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Copeland, Brightest. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
6:37.
Ah, yes.
It was the beautiful Copeland.
That was. Tis Monday.
Tis.
I'm sorry there's no snow for you. I wish there was something I could do about that.
Chestnuts roasting. This song doesn't help.
Why?
Because
just think of looking out the window and little flakes falling in the background.
It's just really
there's a really good chance it's not going to happen today. I mean, it's going to happen today.
Forever.
It's not going to happen.
There's no clouds.
We're not
going to
get snow. Static!
Hey, so my grandparents got snow up in Cedar Crest.
Are you serious?
They didn't get a lot, though.
I don't know how much they got, but they did get some.
Dude, at least they got them.
Yeah.
I love how she's been like complaining and crying about snow, and then somebody finally gets it, and she just tears them down.
Yeah,
good
but
job.
We didn't get.
Oh, but well, they
we didn't get
didn't
snow
get
here in Albuquerque.
They didn't get that. Much.
I'm so happy for them. I wish I was in Cedar Crest.
All right, thanks for the call.
All
right, you're an awful person.
No, I'm not.
Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque. You need to cheer up Mitch because she's a terrible human being.
Oh, Steve-o. Don't say that about Mitch.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. I apologize.
Don't say
that
about
was
me.
Very, tis the season.
Hey, all,
not
I think all she
to
needs
me.
Is a Steve-er and then a Steve-o. That's all she needs over at the cafe.
Ah, yes. Sadly, it doesn't open for another half an hour.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you guys doing this morning? I called like at 6:26. No answer.
It's been crazy.
It's been a crazy morning.
We've been getting a lot of people. It's been crazy. A lot of phone calls this morning. We hung up with another person just to talk to you.
Yeah, hey, anyways, my best friend Sean out there wanted to have you guys play So Cold by Farther Seems Forever.
Because it is so cold.
It is really cold, so we'll play
it. Hey, it matches with today, doesn't it?
It feels like 6 degrees. At least that's what I was told.
I got your email, Aunt Matthew.
Oh, we got your text. We got your text email.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Anyways, did you guys see my picture yesterday on Instagram of the cold weather?
Oh, I didn't.
But we'll have to look it up.
You didn't see it, Mitch? You're on Instagram every 8 seconds.
It's not
true.
Yeah,
I saw your cat pictures, too. Those are nice.
Oh, yeah, look.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for encouraging her.
Steve likes them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes those pictures as well.
All right, buddy. So cold. We'll play it for Siegler.
Okay. Bye, Steve and Mitch. See you later.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
I have a question.
Yep.
How do you photograph cold weather?
It's like gray. There's
it's
like,
how?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's usually just gray.
It's like grayish.
And then you have to put the caption, so cold.
So really, you could just photograph any day and then put it in black and white and be like, dude.
It's cold.
It was crazy weather.
Feliz Navidad.
It is Monday, cover to cover, coming up at 9 o'clock. Options? I know we wanted to play Dustin Kensrue.
And so
possibly.
I don't know what else.
We need another record to put up against it. Should we get some votes going on
sure.
Facebook? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Cover to cover suggestions, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
There you go. Should we play this here request?
We should.
Good old Sean Siegler wanted to hear some Further Seems Forever. Song's called So Cold. And it is, dude, to dress warm today. It's freezing outside.
Yeah, wear your gloves. Wear gloves. And a hat.
Further Seems Forever.
Scarf.
So cold. Steve-O Mitch?
In the morning.
Static Radio. Further Seems Forever, so cold. Requested music for Sean.
And it is so cold.
It's quite cold.
Further Seems Forever, not farther.
Yeah, farther?
It's not farther.
It's farther away from snow.
It's true.
I hear Santa Fe got some. Our dear friend Sean Ambergy just sent me a text photo.
I just want to thank all our listeners who
are rubbing it in your face.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan Anderson. So out here, Moriarty. I'd moved.
Never should have moved.
I moved because
never should have moved.
You know, the year I did move to Albuquerque, it snowed like 3 feet in Albuquerque. Do you remember that?
See what happens when you try and leave a small town to make something of yourself?
Yep, never again.
Doesn't no?
Never again.
I don't understand what the moral of that story was at all. Good job, you.
Oh.
It's okay.
No,
it'll snow.
I'm over it. I'm over it. Like, I don't even care anymore. You know? I don't even care.
Yeah.
But, answer this phone call.
Static.
Hey, guys. So, do you think that maybe you guys could maybe re-record the second part of that chorus to be So-Po, and then you could play that as the theme song before
So-Po.
Cheers for So-Po.
So-Po.
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Is that what you hear every time you hear that song?
That's what I heard. That's what I originally thought they were saying. I was like, oh, So-Po.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great. What a theme song.
by Chris Caraba himself.
Incredible.
Yep. They love them
some
So-Po.
I also wanted to say that, Mitch, I'm sympathizing because I really want snow. I'm originally from Austin, and there's no snow there ever, clearly, like
right.
ever. It's 90 degrees and humid and trees, and it's green and things like that. And so I come out here because I love the snow, and now I live here, and it's great, but there's no snow now. And
yeah.
so we're having this conversation last night at church because we don't have a heater, but everybody showed up anyway and just wore, like, pajama flannel and like hoodies and beanies and stuff because you know we're family and the pastor was like we're supposed to have snow and if it doesn't snow it's okay because God made us family Jesus Christ and he's white as snow and so I wanted to encourage you this morning Mitch because snow happens even when it doesn't happen in our heart Jesus makes snow happen.
In my heart.
In your heart. Isn't that worth being happy? That's rejoice. That's awesome. You know, that even though there's no physical snow outside of our heart because
he makes
because
us white as snow.
We are white in Christ without physical snow. That's
it's true.
Really great. That's really great.
It's true.
That's
unless you want to snowboard.
Sometimes
unless you want to snowboard.
Yeah, and then snowboarding doesn't happen if there's not any snow. They haven't even opened those resorts.
I've been checking snow reports everywhere. It's like Durango, Wolf Creek, all terrible.
Nothing.
Terrible. Nothing.
Oh, so we need real snow. I mean, I'm glad that he makes me white as snow.
Right. Obviously, you don't want to belittle that. That's
I'm from Texas. I don't know how to snowboard.
Are you serious? Everybody in Texas knows how to snowboard because they're usually at Angel Fire, like taking up all the room on the mountain.
No, bro.
And they all pile into their Suburbans with the Texas license plate, and you're like, I knew it!
That's true.
To your state!
We all do drive Suburbans.
Yes, you do. I grew up in Texas. We had Suburbans and Cadillacs. That's all we had.
Yes, and uncles with pickup trucks.
Yep.
For real. And it kind of squeaks when he turns corners. Yeah.
For real. Yep.
For show! All right, that's really cool. Adios, guys.
Thank you.
All right, dude. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Quick reminder, coming up at 9 o'clock, we have Cover to Cover. Suggestions, get them in, and we're going to put one of those up against a Christmas record because, you know, it's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time.
I wouldn't mind hearing some good old-fashioned Christmas music.
Is that how it sounds?
Yeah.
A little bit slurry?
Yeah.
Christmas music?
Yeah.
Especially Dustin Kensrew.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
Yep.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard that record?
No.
It's really good. So,
well, he's really good.
You can also get your snow report in like Jed did. It snowed in Gallup, huh?
Snowed in Gallup, snowed in Moriarty, snowed in Santa Fe, did not snow in Albuquerque.
Did not snow in Albuquerque.
Any part of Albuquerque. I'm happy for that. Like, I'm happy it didn't snow on the west side.
Yeah. I was hoping it was going
to. No,
because then I
get
to come down and be like, "Hey, just came down from the mountaintop.
Sorry,
where it was snowing.
I had to wipe the snow off my car."
Yes, Stever.
Did you guys not know there's like a dome over Albuquerque?
Mm-mm.
A dome, like a dome of clouds.
Dome of no snow or rain forever.
Yeah, pretty much. It's called Legacy. It's a dome.
The dome. Got it. Ah.
That's understood. Not, got that's it. Not big enough.
No,
but it didn't snow at all, did it?
Not at all. Anywhere.
No snow? Are you kidding me?
Ever.
So thanks for that one.
Well, yeah.
505-338-3700.
So I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
No snow.
What?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
No snow.
All right.
Couldn't believe it.
We got to take a quick break coming back. Don't forget, we've got Mad Lib Monday coming up, and apparently you've got
a list that women are better at than men.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Yeah, okay.
We will do that next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Oh, yes, yes, y'all.
Good morning.
You don't stop.
Until, I don't know.
No, yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. That's how it goes. Obviously, you're not a rapper extraordinaire like me.
Obviously not.
Obviously.
You're not rhyming.
I can do rapping better than you.
You probably can, but you're not doing a very good job right now.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, 7:04. It is Monday, which means Mad Lib Monday coming up. I'm excited. It'll be my first Mad Lib on my iPad.
Yes, at 7:30.
Yeah, we'll be doing that.
Monday. You can also vote Cover to Cover Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We took some suggestions and knew that one of the options was going to be Dustin Kensrew's Christmas record. The other option, The Wedding, No Direction.
Let us know what you want to hear, and we'll play it.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And right now, apparently you have something.
I have a list.
Quite important.
Of how women are infinitely better than men.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
All right, let's see this list.
All right, so according to a study of IQ tests from around the world, women have higher IQs than men.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that so far?
I don't, spell oxymoron.
Why?
Because it's for IQ. It's a test.
You really want me to spell it?
No, because I don't know how to spell it. So
O-X-Y-M-O-R-O-N.
No!
Moron.
Touche. Keep going.
All right. So researcher James Flynn checked out the IQs of people from the U.S., Europe, Canada, New Zealand, Argentina?
Yeah, it's Argentina.
But they put an E at the end. Mm. And Estonia, and found that women came out on top. Score! Ha ha.
And, all right.
Okay, so a study from San Diego says across the U.S. found that men's desks and offices are germier than women's.
Germier?
Germier.
That's because you guys always have the like nasty lotion soap stuff that makes you smell like strawberries.
As if you don't come to the desk and then use it.
When have I ever used your strawberry lotion soap stuff? Never.
When I was the receptionist, you used that hand sanitizer all the time.
The hand sanitizer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Researchers discovered that men had anywhere from 10 to 20% more bacteria in their workspaces than women, and scientists say it's because they tend to be less hygienic.
I guess.
Mm, gross.
I don't think so here. William's always looking showered in Metro and lovely.
Oh, is he always looking showered? That's funny. That's funny.
Okay, so that's two for you. Two for you, none for us.
A new study out of University of Western Ontario found that women are better at handling the stress of a job interview. Researchers found out that while women get more freaked out before interviewing, we do better in the actual event. Why? Because we prepare for the big moment.
Wow. Okay. Whatevs.
You don't even care?
I mean, I prepare for things. Look at me. It took me 20 minutes to find this shirt this morning for our festive Christmas photo that we're supposed to take today.
And I could have told you, if you had asked me, what should I wear for this dumb Christmas photo, I would have said, that red plaid one you wear, it looks like Christmas.
Touche. I even did my hair. Obviously.
Obviously. Oh my gosh. All right, this one's sad but true. Men are 77% more likely to die in a car crash than women.
What?
According to the study by Carnegie.
It's because the women are driving. And the man in the passenger seat gets thrown out.
Lies. So, guys should be happy in thanking us when we nag and say, wear your seatbelt. Put on your seatbelt. Why aren't you wearing your seatbelt?
No, that's very true. I wear my seatbelt.
That's good.
Yes.
I remember the first time I rode a bus, they didn't have seatbelts. And I was like, okay, we're all going to die. Cool. It's all I could think about for like the first week. It was awful.
Yeah.
I felt like I was too free. To be strapped down with the seatbelt.
Yeah, no, got that. Thanks.
A mind survey of 2,000 people revealed that women are far more likely than men to talk through their problems. 53% of women talk to their friends about what's stressing them out, as opposed to 29% of men.
Okay.
So you don't talk through your problems.
I do. Constant. When was the last time I didn't talk about my problems, Mitch? I talk about them always.
Oh, is that just when I'm not listening? Is that what's happening? I'm not listening?
Yes, that's it. That's it. You're not listening. You're not being a good listener. I talk about my problems.
Okay.
I talked about this morning. Just this morning, I was mentioning how the Buccaneers lost to the Eagles and how distraught I was.
I just didn't care.
Over that last second play, how stupid it was, and our defense should have picked that up. Are you kidding me? Talk about my problems.
What? Among the world's population of those who are over 100 years old, 85% are women. Huh. 85.
Wow.
According to the New England Centenarian study. Is that how you say that word?
I don't know. You're the smarter one, remember?
I'm the smartest. In general, women continue to live 5 to 10 years longer than men as well.
That's okay. I always tell Chrissy that it's a good thing that she's going to live longer than me, because I don't know how I would ever handle the loss of my wife, so she's going to have to deal with that.
Oh, my God.
She's going to have to deal with me dead.
It's because we always take the bullet.
Yep, exactly.
I see what you did there.
Huh? Good job, Stever.
I don't know if that's
I like that.
I don't know if that's true.
It could be. Keep going. You have a whole list.
Well, I'm not reading all of them either.
Oh, okay.
So, who's the boss? This one's a little controversial.
Okay.
But a slew of experts are confident that women make greater bosses because they are better listeners, mentors, problem solvers, and multitaskers than the male counterparts. In a recent Daily News article, management expert Jay Forte said, "It's a very service-oriented economy right now, so you need employees to be motivated. Women are better connectors than men and more astute about knowing how to activate passion in their employees."
Our boss, Joan?
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Exactly.
Yeah?
She's an amazing boss.
She really is an amazing boss. She got me like this Angels mug once.
Yeah.
And it was like all the motivation I ever needed for the rest of my life.
And you want to know how?
Huh.
she knew that because she listened to you, and she's thoughtful, and she's encouraging you to keep doing a good job.
She is?
That was, she like, three and birds, one stone.
I use that Angel's mug on weekends for my coffee.
See?
It's my favorite mug in the world.
Exactly.
All right. This is actually working out. Or are we just letting you think that you're better? Keep going.
Sure. A study of 100,000 portfolios showed that women's investment returns outperform men's, 18% to 11%.
Do you have an investment portfolio?
Sure do.
Uh-huh. What is an investment portfolio, Mitch?
It's a portfolio of all my investments. Obviously.
It's because they asked men where to invest.
Yes! Zing!
And guess what? And even if that's true, Stever, we actually do it.
What?
We would actually invest.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have? You don't have one, obviously.
Totally do. Totally do.
You need to get started on that because you're young. That's good. So, you can balloon and like.
So crazy. What should I invest in?
Family Force 5.
Ayo, ayo.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear?
Are you mad?
Why was that playing?
I don't know. It's Christmas song.
What has gotten into you today?
It was Family Force 5.
Today is not the day to play that song.
Yo, dog, that was some Family Force 5.
Whoa. What's up, what's up? That was Family Force 5.
That just didn't feel very Christmassy.
No, not at all.
I apologize.
I feel like they could do better.
They really could. I don't know. That was good. It was Family Force 5 Christmas. That's exactly what you expected.
I guess that's what I expected. You're right.
Speaking of that, my mom just texted me. Okay. How do you handle it? My mom just texted me and asked me a question. But in there, she said, you're... And she spelled it U-R. What is you're? My mom.
She's getting into text speak. She's getting into text speak.
She's a mom.
Yeah.
She's my mom.
Yeah, don't worry.
That's weird, right?
It happens.
I can't do any of the little, like, I don't do the, like, to, you know, you.
Oh, man. I hate, not BRB. Even for Twitter. I hate doing that for Twitter. Like, when it has to be under 100 and whatever characters.
How do you approach a mom and say, mom, stop.
How do you approach a mom?
Stop it. That's not cool. Static.
You know what's Christmas theme? It's Augsburn Red Christmas song.
Ah, yes. Agreed. We will definitely play some of that coming up.
Cool.
All right.
Late,
dog.
Okay. So approaching the your situation.
Yeah.
You just
don't. Do I say anything to my mom?
No, you don't.
Because I don't want her to feel old, but at the same time, I'm a grown-up, and I don't text like that.
Okay, here's the thing.
I hate it when people text me like
that. My mom has been texting since before I've been texting, but she does that too.
You know what?
She does cool, like the K-E-W-L.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just like her thing. Go for it.
No. You know what?
Oh, no.
I can't allow this to continue.
Are we calling Mrs. Dorothy?
Yeah, we are.
What's her last... What is her last name?
Right. You can just call her Mom.
Mom.
Yeah.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, Mother.
Hi, Mom.
This is my co-host,
hi.
Mitch.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Mitch?
I'm doing all right. How are you this lovely morning?
Well, actually, it's pretty darn cold here in El Paso.
Oh, did it snow? Did you guys get snow?
No, it didn't snow, the high's supposed to be around 49 or 50.
That's warmer than us.
It is warmer than us. But we don't have
it's
snow.
It's colder up here. It's really
I'm
cold.
Sure.
The high's like in the 30s or something like that.
Oh, for the heaven's high. Sake.
It's because you guys are closer to Mexico, so it's like warmer. Yeah. Because it's like tropical, right?
Well, I'm glad that I'm here then.
Yeah, exactly. Mom, I had to call you.
Okay, ask me.
I just got your text.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I remembered it, except I wanted to verify it because I wanted to mail your card today.
Oh, no, she's being so sweet right now. You're going to just... Okay.
She was asking for my address, but she said, you spelt it, you're wrong, Mom. You spelt it, you are.
Well, honey, that was the short version.
Yeah.
She's being efficient. She's being efficient.
There's no efficiency here, Mom. You're a grown That's woman. It. You got to talk like you're not a 14-year-old teenage girl anymore, Mom. You don't text like that.
Oh, I don't, huh?
No.
Oh, well, Well, I was trying to do the speed up version because Jim's going to the post office and I wanted to mail your card this morning.
She was being efficient.
You're so sweet.
That's it.
You're a sweet mom, and I love you. Okay.
And I love you.
I love you so much that I have to, someone you love, you don't want to see them falling into sin, so stop text sinning! It's a sin, Mom! It would have taken 0.7 seconds longer for you to put YOU-RE.
Wrong.
YOUR.
Like -RE.
No, that's UR. What is UR address?
Well, that's true, but you know what? You understood the message.
I understood it. But
that's right.
Two letters, Mom. You were just missing the Y and the O.
I know.
Don't put two. Put it. You can put T-O. It's one extra character. That's it. I know your time is valuable, Mom, but it's okay.
Time is short.
I know.
I gotta hurry. You know?
I just want to see grown-up texts from you, Mother.
Yes. Okay, sweetheart. I'll make sure that I don't spell love with an
no,
L-E-E.
Yes, thank you.
That is the worst.
She does that.
My
she
mom does
that.
That too. My mom does that too.
L-U-V, love.
But I don't call my mom out on it.
One extra letter. L-O-V-E.
I know it.
One.
That's right.
I'm trying to teach my children proper grammar right now, and so they're not allowed to look at grandma's text because they're explicit.
Well, you know what? I did put love you on your card, and I spelled it L-O-V-E.
Oh, see? You do love me then. You do love me.
I do love you.
Because you use proper English.
Of course I love you. Okay. I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm hoping to be able to come up before Christmas so I can meet Brody.
Yes, you need to meet your grandchild.
Hardly wait. Yeah, by the way, we went to a pageant. They call it a pageant here.
Okay.
At the church that we attend.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this huge production for Christmas. And they had a nativity scene with a real baby. And it was so beautiful, and that reminded me of Brody. I can hardly wait to meet him.
See, live nativities. We were talking about this last week. Mitch had never heard of a live nativity.
I hadn't. I never knew those existed.
I hated them when I was a kid because she used to make
beautiful.
Me take part in them. Remember when we were little kids and like the Illuminatis at Hoffmantown?
Joseph.
And she would make me take part. I was a little shepherd boy.
Aww.
Are you kidding me? I was typecast. Because I was a kid.
I know.
So I was a shepherd boy in the freezing butt cold, Mom! Freezing cold!
Oh, and I tell you what, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Suffering for everyone else.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I loved it.
It was so beautiful. Yep.
So anyway, we had a wonderful day yesterday, and life is good, and I'm very happy, and very blessed.
All right.
Oh, good.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, honey.
This
and
has
I hope
been a good
you
interview.
Both have a great day.
Thank you.
And stay warm.
We will try.
Definitely try.
All right.
Be careful down there in El Paso.
Watch out for those pageants.
I will.
And the drug dealers. Be careful. Yeah.
Aww.
I hear they come up from the lower areas. So be careful, Mom.
All right, sweetheart.
It is
I love
Christmas
you.
Time. So I love you.
Oh, love you.
Have a great day, Mom.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Mom. I love that lady.
That was amazing.
She's good, people.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
See? Do you see where I get the awkward hanging up from?
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay,
okay,
cool.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Okay, you
too.
You too.
Okay.
All right, I love you. All right.
Love you too.
So I'll see you tomorrow?
You'll see you tomorrow.
I'm trying to get off the phone! How do I get off the phone with you?
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
That doesn't work. It's my mom because you don't want to be rude.
Oh,
because
no, mom, no, that makes
moms
sense.
Moms always get the
that
last word.
That makes sense. However, when it's me, okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Man. Static.
Bro, you have the sweetest mom in the world.
Isn't she adorable?
That's how she works. She should spell things however she wants.
That's right.
She's better than Betty White.
That is right.
Bad. Bad. She should spell things however she wants. Honor your mother and father. Especially when they're super
Fifth
sweet.
Commandment. Honor your mother and father.
Wow, you guys are like Jesus juking me. I just want my mom to live in a world where texting is done correctly. Come
Everything
on.
Else in her world is super sweet, so she can text however she wants. Bro, dude, she just, over the airways, I seriously spilled cookies and pies. Because she was sweet. How dare you? I wanted her for an apostrophe, bro.
I'm just saying, all right? If she wants to throw random lexicons and apostrophes and commas and just letters. She's from Texas, even though it's El Paso. You know they put R's in places.
This is true. This is true.
She can wash her clothes wherever she wants. She can do anything.
This is true. This
she is your mother, and she is
You're
sweet.
Right. You're right. She birthed me. She birthed me.
I'm just saying, bro. I am just... She did birth you. And because she's from Texas, she birthed you. Like, all right? You need to let her talk and text how she wants.
All right. Can do. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
And I say that in love because I love you. And Jesus loves you. And praise the Lord.
There you go.
Bless your heart.
There you go. Wow.
Bless your heart.
Amazing. I just got... Smackdown.
That's right.
But that's okay.
She's a very sweet lady.
She is a sweet lady. I love that woman.
You just call her out on something that doesn't even matter.
It matters to me.
Okay. I understand. I understand you're upset right now.
I like people to speak normal speakage when they're texting me.
I'm sorry, what? I couldn't understand you. You weren't talking normally.
Love her. She just texted me.
Yeah?
And she said she spelt it out Y-O-U instead of just you.
Thank you.
I love you.
You.
That's what I'm doing right now. I love...
You gotta spell it
wrong. Oh, wait. I'm gonna go L-U-V. I love you. Look. There you go.
Ding.
How better to honor my mom than to sound like a moron on text?
To sound like a moron.
Yeah, she's gonna read it. She's gonna say, I love you. That's what it looks like to me. There's nothing good about spelling text words wrong because all these people are growing up with this little text speak and then they're going to talk like fools.
To sound like a moron on text.
Yes.
Do you realize what... Say that out loud again.
Guess what time it is? Mad Lib Monday. See how I did that?
No, I don't. I don't wish it was Sunday.
It's Mad Lib Monday and today we're going to do something a little different. I have here my iPad. I can't even, I have to type in the words. I don't even get to
read.
Type
it in?
Sure, if you want to.
Because you can read it.
Okay. Where do you want to go? What do you think? Space shuttle?
Nah, we've already done a space shuttle one.
Newspaper article?
Nah.
Book review?
Nah.
Story with a moral?
Sure.
Story with a moral.
Alrighty, give us a call, 505-338-3700.
That's right, phone lines are open and working, and I'm excited. It's Mad Lib Monday, so we got to get our Mad Lib on.
That's right.
We don't even know what this is going to say.
We don't.
We found a Mad Lib app, actually, so on my iPad. We can't even read the story, so we have no clue what the story's about.
Yeah.
It just tells you to type in the words, and then it gives you the whole story.
And
so
we need some good words.
We're going together on this one today.
That's right.
Static.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Doing well, man. How you doing?
Not bad.
Right on.
Out of school, but yeah, whatever.
Right on.
Plural noun. What kind of word do you need?
Plural noun.
I'll do the one that I've done before, colons.
Sounds perfect. Good. Colons.
And do I just press next? Yes, I do.
Okay. Sure. All right, man. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
All right.
Okay.
505-338-3700.
I hope I did this right.
I'm sure you did. Yeah, because look, that's each. We need each one of those.
Okay.
Equals a word.
Got it.
All the check marks. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We're trying something a little different today for Mad Lib Monday. We'll see how this works. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
I need another plural noun.
Plural noun.
Just think of a noun and put an S on it.
Car wrecks.
Oh.
Is it a thing, person, place, or thing?
Sure, why not?
Car.
Or is that a noun? Too late. Yeah. Next. 505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday. Ah, yes.
Need some good words because I don't know what this is going to say. I'm so nervous. Usually we
static.
Can filter it.
What do you guys need?
I need an animal.
An animal?
Plural.
Animals.
Oh.
Animal
okay.
Plural.
Polar bears are the best. Polar bears. That's
polar
what
bears.
You should do.
All right. I
yes.
like that. That's a good one.
All right.
We need an adjective next.
Adjective. Oh, man. There's no controlling what's happening right now. I am so nervous that when you're reading this, I need to stand by the dump button to make sure.
Why? It's going to be great. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning. Adjective.
Adjective, smelly.
Smelly. All right.
All righty.
That's a descriptive word.
Adjective, yeah.
He's kind of scared now.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little. We'll see what happens.
Car wrecks and colons and smelly.
Oh, I didn't think about all those words combined.
This is our Mad Lib so far.
Yeah.
505-338-3700 if you would like to be a part of Mad Lib Monday. Hello?
What's up? What do you need?
Plural noun.
What do you need?
Plural noun.
Oh. Power Rangers. Power Rangers.
There it is. I love it.
Okay.
505-338-3700.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Phoebe says, putting your mom on blast when she is trying to send you a card, she would be justified by not sending it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Your mom sounds like the mom from Bobby's World.
Don't you know?
She's a sweet lady.
She really is.
I love her. Get choked up thinking about it. 505-338-3700, the phone number to take part in Mad Lib Monday.
Bad things are happening on Facebook.
Oh.
Just so you know, bad things are happening on Facebook.
Why?
We needed to vote cover to cover. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I want to play Dustin Kinstrew. Come on.
That's where our vote is going.
Don't get me wrong. I love The Wedding's new record, but we did that one recently for cover to cover.
Then why is that on there to vote?
You're the one that typed it up.
Oh, really?
Static.
All right.
I need a noun.
A noun. Dog.
Dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I be specific? Just dog?
Yeah.
Just dog? Okay.
It's a thing, right?
Okay.
Ooh, well, they're getting like
crazy up in here. What is this?
Verb?
Past tense.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Oh, we don't even have to go to SOPA. Look at this.
Hey, thank you, Stever.
Thank you. Oh, wait. That one's mine. That one's mine.
There you go.
SOPA, right here, brought to us. Thank you. Amazing.
Static.
All right, give me one.
Verb past tense.
Walked.
Walked. All right. That's a verb.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Need five more words.
Or 338-3701. Because if it gets busy, you know.
That's right. It won't roll. It will? Or it won't?
It will, won't? I don't know.
Who knows?
505-338-3700. Chime in. On Mad Lib Monday, we need a few more words.
Do this every Monday.
We need a noun.
A noun?
Mm-hmm.
Car.
Car. Why are these getting so basic all of a sudden? Dog, car, ran, forward. Static.
What is my word?
The word is silly word?
A silly word?
A silly word.
That's what it says. Type a silly word.
I'm sorry. Dingleberry.
Dingleberry. It's a silly word.
Thank you.
Static.
Good morning.
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Pokemon.
Pokemon. That's plural. Singular and plural.
Yeah.
Pokemon. Pokemons.
Pokemons.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We need two more words.
Another silly word on the way.
A silly word. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
What are silly words?
Like,
this better not be awful.
We'll see. Hey, you got
this app. I guess if it's awful, we got to blame the people.
Yeah. We got to blame the people.
We got to blame the people. Static.
What is my word?
Silly word.
A silly word?
Yeah, that's what it says. Isn't that weird?
Okay, omnioplast.
Omnioplast. Perfect.
I hope I spelled that
Billiam's
right.
Wearing a tie.
Woo!
Yes!
Right! He's no bah humbug, that's
he
right.
He is not. We got our Christmas picture today.
He's wearing a Christmassy hat, too.
Same animal plural.
What does that mean?
I don't know!
Oh.
Was it the same animal from earlier? So polar bears? Who knows? Static.
What's my word?
Animal.
Animal. Chinchilla.
Chinchilla. All right. Thank you. And there it is. So Mad Lib Monday.
Just another
done. Monday. Are we ready?
Whoa. Yes.
A story with a moral.
Here we go.
Once there was a very cruel dictator.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have to read it. You have to read it. I can't. You have to read it. And you have to do a great job.
Oh, man. All right, people. You asked for it. Oh, man. I don't know if I can read this. All right. There once was a very cruel dictator. He would go into foreign colons and bring back car wrecks. He taxed his own people and made them give him polar bears as payment for farming the land. Finally, some smelly young Power Rangers got fed up with the and organized a protest. They fought the oppression by carrying signs that said the dictator was a dog. After many years of revolt, they finally walked the dictator. What? For punishment, he had to marry a car and live in Dingleberry and so little frilly Pokemon for the rest of his life. The moral of the story is a stitch in Omnioplast saves chinchillas. That's Mad Lib Monday. I just read that. That happened.
You had to.
Man.
But you need next. We're gonna read it again. We'll read it again.
No, we're not.
We're gonna read it again.
No, we're not.
And you have to read it like, you have to read it like breaking news. I'm part of the newscast.
There's no way I can read that again. Are you kidding me? That was unreal.
Didn't you say something about a guy going into colons and bringing out car wrecks?
Yeah, that's pretty much what the Mad Lib said. Thanks to everybody who chimed in for Mad Lib Monday. Hopefully, we still have jobs on Tuesday. Yep.
Colon is always a tricky word. And Dingleberry.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's snow everywhere else but here. So that's cool. No precipitation, so you don't have to worry about ice.
You know it's a traffic report, not a weather report, right?
Oh, dang it. I forgot. Yeah, I'm just really upset about it. The roadway is reduced to one lane at Coors and Central Avenue Southwest. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669. Right here.
Monday. We are a little over an hour away from cover to cover, and we need your votes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Feel free to call in. Get your vote on as well. Static. Hey.
There is no snow in the canyon either. I just came from up there. Mitch knows that.
Thanks, Dad. I told her last night I just spent. Thanks, Dad.
Hey, we just had my mom on the show.
Yes, I heard. She can text any way she wants to.
And now we have your pops on the show.
Yes. He texts. He doesn't use words like that.
No, he sounds like a man.
He'll type out
He texts like a man.
But I'm going to the cold country. I'm going back to Gramps where it's cold and windy.
Have fun, Dad.
Yep.
Sorry about that. So you're going back to work.
But there's no snow. We just got a dusting where I live. And you know where I live up there, just right there up in Mountain Valley.
Yes, if you turn left on Mountain Valley and then a right
Will
on this.
Stop it. Have fun. I love your job. You wrestle oxen for a living, right? Because you sound like a wrestler.
I did for a while, but no more. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Mitch's dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Bye. He scares me in an awesome way.
That's good. He should.
Static.
Hey, so I was wondering if you can play a song for me later.
Absolutely. Make it a good one.
Could you play the new Red song?
Yeah.
I haven't heard Perfect Life.
You haven't heard it yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, we can definitely play that for you.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, man. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We did get brand new single from Red, premiered it on New Music Tuesday.
Yes, we did.
What's it called? Perfect Life.
Perfect Life is what it's called.
We'll get to that right after the break. We also need your votes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Monday, which means cover to cover coming up at 9 o'clock.
Dustin Kendrew isn't too far behind, and that is who I want to win.
I know. I really want that one to win, too. I'm not going to lie.
Christmas album. Come on.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
people who are voting for the wedding. Are you kidding me?
Speaking of Christmas time, I want to remind you guys, coming up Friday, we're going to have Poema in studio.
That's right.
Rocking a Christmas jam, hanging out with us, and a very special Christmas show this Sunday night at the Lobo Theater with For King and Country and Poema. So you can check all the details at myaestheticradio.com. Going to be an amazing evening.
It is.
Of hot cocoa, spice cider.
Interesting. Poema.
Christmas music.
Elle and Shailene, sisters.
Yeah.
For King and Country. Joel and Luke, brothers.
Brothers.
That's right.
See how that works out.
Yeah.
Are they single?
I think so.
Oh, we can make it a very Merry Christmas.
That's what I text them. I'm like, just so you know, they're brothers.
And they're
and
sweet
could
dudes.
End up, this could end up pretty good.
This could be like one of those stories of the ages.
Yes.
Maybe.
It could.
That would be Joel and Luke, little brothers of Rebecca St. James.
That's right. Wife of...
Yeah, I know. There's like 6 degrees of separation to foster the people.
That's right.
On the way back, some red for you. Do not miss this show. It's coming up this Sunday. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The red jumpsuit apparatus.
Woo! Oh! That was so good! They're just in the next room performing.
Song called FaceTime.
Sorry. I really like that song.
Me too.
And his voice is heavenly.
Yeah, I am a fan, and keep it locked to Static Radio.
About stuff.
For upcoming red jumpsuit apparatus news, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Coming soon.
In the works.
Radio waves near you. And or cities near you.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Could make for a very wonderful Christmas indeed.
Well, not around
Christmas
time.
If this news...
if it happens.
This news hits soon. It needs to.
It does.
It is 8:05 now. We're less than an hour away from cover to cover, and it is tied.
It is.
Dustin Kensrew or The Wedding. Do you want to hear a Christmas record, or do you want to hear a rock record from The Wedding? It's up to you. But really, I want to hear Christmas music.
Me too.
Can I be honest?
Listen.
You've got the Christmas earrings going.
Yeah.
I've got a Santa hat that's too small for me.
What are you going to do?
Hurts my head.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to wear it because we've got a Christmas photo today.
That's right.
And that's as good as it gets for me. Everybody else dressed so lovely. Billiam's wearing a tie today.
Yes, I got a reminder this morning to wear Christmassy stuff.
You're welcome.
And yeah, thank you for the reminder. Every time.
Yep. You know we do traffic at the 15 and 45 of every hour, right?
Yeah. Occasionally. Occasionally that happens. There's nothing... Oh, hold on. Accident Ellison at 7 Bar Loop. There is another accident. Right lane is blocked. I-40 West at University. Exit 159D, as in dog. And road construction is reduced to one lane at Coors and Central. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Also, Sherman. Not really. So you were talking about this world-class tennis dude.
Yes.
Novak Djokovic. What's his name?
I don't know. Novak.
Novak Djokovic. He's got a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his...
I don't know. Look, it's right there on the story.
Yeah, I know. Novak
He rhymes.
Djokovic.
Whatever.
I don't know. But
he bought up an entire world supply of donkey cheese.
Yes, he is opening his chain of restaurants in his native Serbia, and he wants the donkey cheese. It's known as Pule, and it takes 25 liters of fresh donkey milk to make a single kilogram of the finished product.
Keep talking.
Okay, and so he bought up the entire stock,
world supply of donkey
cheese, known as Pule, at €400 a pound.
That's insane to me.
That's
I guess if you're rich, you can just buy whatever.
Yeah, but I'm just pretty sure I wouldn't
waste stupid amounts of money on things like cheese.
Exactly. So we asked the question, if you could buy up the world supply of anything, what would it be?
And you had a great answer.
Yeah, toilet paper.
Obviously. Because you're never going to not need toilet paper.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Billiam.
Do you think that Shrek would milk his donkey, but they just left those scenes out of the movie?
For the donkey cheese?
Well, yeah.
He's an ogre.
I mean, and they're on
He loves tasty treats.
And they're on a journey.
This is true.
He needs nourishment.
This is also true.
Donkey milk.
Donkey is also a boy.
Oh. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Way
if
to
you could buy the world
that.
Supply of anything, what would you buy? Mustache wax?
Ooh, no, because a little bit goes a long way.
Okay. So. Mitch had the practical one, of course, with toilet paper, because you're always going to need toilet paper.
Bro, there's leaves and stuff around.
Oh, man, no.
Ouch. Are you kidding me?
You're a single guy, so you don't have the companion to yell at when you're out.
Yeah, I can waddle myself down the hallway to the closet. I don't need no one.
Oh my gosh!
So if you could buy the world supply of anything, what would it be?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
What
really?
Kind of chocolate? Never, yeah. Wait, can you answer that?
I feel like after a while you get like, oh,
no,
so much chocolate.
But I'm in more of like a business standpoint because you could probably sell it.
Okay. Yeah. Smart man. Kind of like Twinkies right now. People are buying them up everywhere and selling them on eBay.
Except it's silly because they're just going to come back with a different name.
Yeah.
Brand name.
Yeah. I know Hostess is in the process of selling
their
Twinkies
recipe.
And yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. It still bums me out though. I have been like going through withdrawals. Because we used to have a drawer full of little snack cakes.
Yeah, now they're gone.
Now they're gone.
We took advantage of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
World supply of anything. All right.
Or tires or something.
You'll always need tires for your car.
Tires go bad, though.
Yeah, exactly. Why you would want a world supply of something is because inevitably you're going to need to replace it.
Okay.
Eventually, everyone's tires will explode, and if you don't give them any, then there won't be any more traffic.
Right.
And going to work will be a lot easier.
And then Mitch wouldn't have to do her terrible traffic.
Better.
Yeah, it'd be amazing, because right now
nothing's happening that you look
let's
traffic.
Let's be honest.
Hey,
something's happening at 9 o'clock. We are doing cover to cover, either the wedding, No Direction, or the Christmas record from Dustin Kensrue. Right now, Dustin Kensrue is winning!
Yes.
This is good. I want to hear some Christmas music.
DK.
Get your vote on now at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yay. Happy times.
Remember the Empire. It's about Hunger Games.
Yeah, that would be the new House of Heroes jam. They will play right now.
Here we go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Twin Radio. The Bonham Blues. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you on this Monday.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Half an hour away from cover to cover, and your options are simple. The wedding, No Direction, or Dustin Kensrue.
And I don't want a lot for Christmas.
No?
But there is just one thing that I need.
Donkey cheese.
That's it.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that's actually not it.
Novak Djokovic opening a chain of restaurants in his native Serbia. By the way, he's like some tennis star.
Plays Wimbledon and got first place or something
plays
like that.
Plays Wimbledon. That's right.
Plays at Wimbledon.
Right. He wins the Wimbledons. He's good.
He's the Wimbledon champion. I almost said that right.
And all he wants for Christmas is donkey cheese. Known as Puel, actually. It's something that he wants to be a main ingredient at his restaurants. So he bought the world's supply of donkey cheese.
But that's like not forever, right? Because there are more donkeys in the world.
This is crazy.
I know. 400 euros a pound.
He bought up the entire 2013 output of the Serbian farm, which produces this donkey cheese, and is going to be using it for his restaurant. So we thought we'd ask the question, if you could buy a world supply of anything, what would it be? What would you want?
All I know is that donkey owner is one happy donkey owner.
Yes, he is.
Got a few answers on
right.
Facebook. Katrina and Joe both say Bibles.
Huh?
Yeah. But
okay.
Why would you want them all?
Because then you could hand them out. You could always hand them out. You could always have them.
Yeah, but what if you're not really proactive? Then you just have the world supply of Bibles and
you're
no
hoarding
one can
them.
Read it.
Yeah. It's terrible. I saw that movie. It's called The Book of Eli.
Yeah. He just has that one and it's in Braille.
Right. Way to ruin the entire film. Spoiler alert.
I forgot that was the end.
Thebes
says Lego. He said he'd build himself a life-size city.
That'd be cool.
That'd be amazing.
Lego
How has
city?
That not happened?
Legopolis.
There you go. Be great. Carrie says coffee. She works at night, so.
Oh, that would be great.
smell amazing, too.
I'm telling you, man, because we have one of those, what are those things called? K-cup thingies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's expensive, dude.
Yeah.
And it works. Oh, thank you, cup of cup. We're out again? How many? $15?
No, it's cool. I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Till 7:15.
It's ridiculous. And so we've got the one where you can like make your own.
Yeah.
But now I'm so spoiled. It takes forever to actually use it. I'm like,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but the other one just has a little cup. I just stick it in and press go when it goes.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's tough life.
Yep.
Austin says Twinkies and gas.
Ah, that would be fantastic.
And Josh also, he concurs gas.
Gas. Yeah.
Actually, he doesn't concur. You have to be the third to concur.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
So then Chase concurs.
Chase concurs.
You have to be the third to concur?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah. I learned the word concur from Leonardo DiCaprio in that one movie.
Wow.
Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
And he says, I concur. Like, concur? What the heck is that? Oh, agree. Cool. Chris,
wow.
Your lovely wife says money.
That would be nice.
Chrissy says, but here's the thing. Money, buying the world supply of money.
Yeah.
Assuming you could just do that.
Right.
I feel like that's like asking the genie for all more wishes.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can.
So you actually have to spend the money on something?
Yeah.
These are the rules?
Yeah.
That you just made up?
I'm not really making them up.
Okay.
I just feel like...
It makes sense.
I feel like if the genie was in control, he'd say, no, you can't have more wishes. It's against the rules.
Right.
Or love. You can't...
Can't buy me love.
There you go.
Truth.
Did you ever come to a conclusion? What would you want?
Yeah, I don't know. All the good ones, like the smart ones, are actually good answers. Like gas.
Yeah.
I have to buy that like every week, and that's awful. It's expensive.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't live so far from.
Because I thought Twinkies or Ho-Hos or Ding Dongs or some kind of snack cake that would be amazing.
Here's the thing about Twinkies, though. Robbie also says Twinkies. Here's the thing. Yeah. They're going out of business because people weren't buying them.
Is that really why they're going out of business?
That's a percentage of the reason.
Okay.
Maybe not a big percentage of the reason.
No, it's not why.
No, I know.
Obviously, it can't be why. Because those are... Come on. My favorite... I'm being completely serious. My favorite were the... Not the cupcakes. Cupcakes were cool, too. But the Ding Dongs wrapped in, like, the tinfoil. And everybody was freaked out thinking I wrapped them in tinfoil.
Okay, so someone not too long ago brought a package of Ding Dongs in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I think someone, like... made some Ding Dongs and then put it in this open box.
Not true.
And
they actually come wrapped in tinfoil.
And the thing is, I walked around the office like, does anybody know if this is how they're supposed to be packaged?
And nobody knew.
And people are like, oh, don't eat that.
Because you didn't ask me.
Well,
that's how they're packaged.
I didn't know until you.
And then people ate them up because I had a secret supply of them because they were going under. And I knew, and I had boxes in here.
And you freaked out. I knew that they were okay when you freaked out. And you're like, oh, Ding Dongs!
Yeah.
And because you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And now I know that's how they're packaged. It's how they were packaged.
The lovely Celeste, who does evenings around here, took a bite of one and put it back in the box.
Just to be mean.
That was terrible.
It was amazing.
Because then it was stale and rock hard, and I just had to throw it away. What a waste.
That was worth at least $300, and you just threw it away.
I like the answer of gas. If I could buy a world supply of anything, gas would be awesome.
There's always those contests like, win a year's worth supply of gas, and I always want to apply for that.
Yeah.
But I never do.
That's because nobody ever really wins those.
Yeah, they just...
Does anybody ever really win those things?
Take your
Or like the McDonald's things, like with the Monopoly and all that?
Oh, yeah, see?
I feel like nobody really ever wins those things.
I don't think so. Like, we're always just missing one, and it's because they don't give that one out.
I will say this, though. One time, you know, different cereals... sometimes have like, ooh, you could win a blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
I actually won something from a
cereal box.
A cereal box.
What did you win?
I won a 360 video game. I was losing my mind. That's like a $60 game.
Dang.
I won a video game.
Good job.
Yeah.
But
it
you
was
know what?
Real.
They kind of count on people to not collect.
Right. Oh, I collected. And I got this official letter from them and everything, and it came with the video game, and I was losing my mind. But it took like 6 months for them to ship it.
Yeah.
So when it finally came, I was like, oh, I completely forgot I had won this 6 months ago, and now this video game is outdated and worthless.
And
but I still
won
something. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. This is interesting.
Did you really win?
Exactly. I don't know.
Okay, what's interesting?
And it has nothing to do with anything. Did you know that people, that businesses make most of their money off of gift cards?
Oh, yes.
Like, like the Bucks.
Around this time of year.
They make so much money because people buy $10 gift cards for their friends and then they give it to their friends and their friends go and spend $9.50 and that 50 cents is just Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like a
or they don't use it at all.
Or at all, yeah.
There's a huge percentage of gift cards that never get used for Christmas. I am not that guy.
No, I use it. I'm like,
I prefer gift cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you can get whatever you want.
Well, I am that person too, but you know.
I'm really difficult to buy for.
I don't know.
If you can get me something that I'm really like blown away by, it's a big deal. I think there are only two people in the universe who have ever done that.
Your wife?
Uh-huh.
And Joey?
Yes. For real.
No, I'm sure.
I'm thinking that have ever gotten me something and I was like, this is so magical. I will never forget you for as long as I live. Yeah. Pretty sure that's it.
I don't know. Now I'm afraid to shop for you. Ever.
Yeah. Gift cards. That's
no.
The best thing in the universe for me.
No.
Because then you could just go out and get what you want.
That's messed up.
We have 15 days till Christmas.
15. I have to figure it out.
This is right. We got our big Secret Santa thing going on here. And
I wonder who has you. I haven't figured out who has you.
This year I decided to not try. I don't want to know because every year I get stressed out and I try and start figuring out who has who. And I don't want to do that most specifically because Joan, our boss,
said... What if it's
the
person you have?
That ruins everything and don't do that. And I'm like, okay.
What if it's the person you have?
What do you mean?
Like, what if the person who has you is the person you have?
Oh, that'd be interesting. Has that ever happened? Does that ever happen?
Yeah. One year, Jerry had Con and Con had Jerry.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was interesting.
I don't know. So anyways, we're talking about if you could buy the world supply of anything, what would it be?
JD said he won a Disney World trip. Through Monopoly's, McDonald's Monopoly's game.
You are kidding me. We know somebody who actually won from the Monopoly game.
Yeah, he said an instant win. Like,
wow.
He was like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to get some free fries or a trip to Disney World.
How does that happen?
That'd
JD, you have to call us, 505-338-3700.
Call us
I
now.
I want to know how this happens.
Yeah.
I just have always wanted to be that guy. I always pull it off, and it's like, oh, cool, Park Place.
I remember one time when I was little, I heard of a person who was picking up, he was a garbage guy, I don't know, and he picked,
okay.
And he said he just found one of those cups that didn't have it peeled off,
mm-hmm.
And he peeled off, and he won like $1 million.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, it was in the news and everything.
That does not happen in real
life. It was in the news. I was really upset.
Static.
Yeah, this is Justin. It's not JD, but my mom, she won a trip to Disneyland from Smith's once, and then she won another trip to Disneyland from the same place and a boat cruise.
Stop it right now. How does this happen?
I need to go to Smith's.
I don't know, man.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. This is incredible.
I don't win anything ever.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
I guess.
Have a good day.
You too.
it's kind of like when you, I can't say I don't win anything. I win parfaits often.
Right.
I win a
free egg McMuffin. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me?
That's all I got.
I don't want a free egg McMuffin.
This weekend, I went to the Celebration of Lights for the She Ministries here at Calvary.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, raffle tickets. We're raffling off these beautiful table sets that are worth $6,000.
Whoa.
I was like, home, and they're doing it. It's all for Samaritan's Purse. It was amazing.
Wow.
And so I bought a raffle ticket, and I'm like, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win. There's no way I'm going to win. But every single time before they pull the name out of the bag to see who won, I'm like, it's me. It's me. I won. And then it's like, Gwen so-and-so. I'm like, dang it. It's never me. And I'm just thinking, why would I win $6,000 worth of anything?
Yeah.
Why would I win $6,000 worth of anything?
We have a dear friend who recently won an iPad mini. So I guess it is possible.
We do?
Yes, it is. I'll tell you off here.
Okay.
Yeah. I just found out this week.
That's
like,
amazing.
How do people win these things? Static.
What's up, dude? It's JD.
JD.
Okay,
tell
dude.
Tell us the story.
Please tell me the story.
See, I was in high school, and we're about to take off on a van trip to go to Artesia, I believe. So me and my buddies went to McDonald's. And there's this girl. I was like, hey, you want to upgrade your meal? I was like, okay. You know, I think she's like trying to be sweet or something. And turns out I won that trip.
How? Okay.
Wait, so how did she?
So nonchalant.
You upgraded your meal and
yeah,
you won a trip. Was it like super size?
Yeah, it was
at
just
time?
Like the, you know, the upsize it to whatever. Because like she's just, it's just a quarter. And I was like, all right, I guess.
Right, that's how they get you.
So, yeah.
But then he gets
but
a free
you
trip.
Get extra.
That quarter ended up taking me to Disney World for a few days. So.
Okay, so you went to Disney World. Did they
this is real.
No
like
scam.
People, you actually like peeled off a thing and you're like, oh snap, I'm going to Disney World. And
I didn't think it was like for real. I had to go ask the manager. I'm like, is this real or is this fake? Because I'm not sure.
Wow.
Okay, so you went. They didn't like try and trick you into something when you're at Disney World. They're like, oh, and by the way, can you please
sign your life away here?
Sign right here.
No,
sign right here.
No, it's pretty rad. I mean, we went up there and they like had us set up in this big resort, and they had like all of our transportation taken care of and everything like that. So we just had to pay our ridiculous overpriced meals.
Right. Unbelievable, dude.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was like a godsend because I just lost my dad probably like not even a year before then, and I was really bummed out for a while, and that was just like a good pick-me-up.
Wow, dude. Wow.
You just made the story way better.
You just made the story way better or not. I don't know.
No, it was cool.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disney World.
Yeah, so it happens.
It's real, apparently. Good to know.
So I was going
to
say, like, I just don't even try anymore, Mike, because if you do try, it never happens. And if you don't think about it, then it does.
That's what I'm wondering. This is why I don't think, I'm sure it's real, but I'm willing to bet nobody ever really wins, because the people who get, like, the Park Place and Boardwalk are the people that just throw the cups away who never look.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and they make me
like
upset.
Trying to play the lottery.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
It happens.
People actually win stuff.
During Monopoly time, I'm just going to go work at McDonald's.
Never.
And I'm just going to get the cups.
Here's the deal.
Peel off.
Do you really win because you're buying nasty fast food that's going to clog your arteries and kill you?
I only go.
Do you really win? What do you win?
Yeah.
Is Disney World really worth a heart attack?
Yes.
Is $1 million really worth a heart attack and death?
Yes.
No! The answer is no, Mitch!
Oh, I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry,
man.
No. The correct answer is no, I knew that.
It is Monday. We have Cover to Cover coming up in 14 minutes, and we need your votes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The wedding or Dustin Kensrue Christmas record?
It's tied.
Yeah, it is tied right now. Well, we've had a couple phone calls, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of course.
We've had two phone calls for Dustin.
Yeah, so I'm going to count those, of course.
Of course.
I don't care.
So we're not tied.
Yeah. We're not.
Beat that.
Yeah.
What now?
Right back. We got a culture shock from Say Anything. Also, the classic crime on the way. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. MXPX. Christmas only comes once a year. So true.
It's very true.
Truer words never spoken. Because it's...
Well, it only, like, technically, it's only, like, once a year.
Steve O. and Mitch hanging out with you. It is 8:54. Which means we're right around the corner from Cover to Cover. This morning we're going to be doing Dustin Kensrue. The Good Night is Still Everywhere. I couldn't remember what it's called.
That is what we're going to be playing.
Yep. Thanks to everybody who chimed in, voted this morning.
Now, your votes from this moment on do not count anymore. So do not vote anymore.
All right. Hey, real quick reminder, coming up Sunday the 16th at 7 p.m. at the Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater.
An acoustic Christmas.
Yeah, for King and Country and special guest Poema. Sunday night, 7 p.m., Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. Admission, $8.
I hear there will be hot apple cider and hot chocolate.
Yeah, for that, that's included in the price of admission.
Yes.
So
I guess.
Technically free?
Free 50. Well, yeah.
You're paying to get in. But once you're in, Christmas goodies to behold.
Yes, and I've said this before, but the Lobo Theater during Christmas is like my favorite place.
Yeah, it's
Calvary
super vibey,
yeah,
super fun, super chill, and
it's going to be
King
a great
Country
night.
And Poema playing a Christmas show. Poema is actually going to be here Friday morning. They're going to give you a little taste
in studio.
Yeah, hanging out with us. Also coming in Friday morning, Jared from Gozier.
That's right.
Those guys have a show this coming weekend as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going. No. They don't have a show. They're going to Nashville. They're doing something awesome.
They're doing something important with their lives.
Right, which is why they're coming in instead of just telling me because I always forget everything.
Yeah, no, they're gonna come in and they're gonna talk about it because you don't know anything about it.
Because I never remember what they're telling me. They're great people.
You're a great listener.
Yeah, I am. Hey, if you could buy a world supply of anything, what would it be?
Underwear?
Novak Djokovic. He is a world-renowned tennis player, obviously.
Obviously. Sounds like a tennis player.
Bought up the world supply of donkey cheese.
Donkey.
For real.
He did.
So we thought we'd ask you what you would buy a world supply of if you could.
You know, I was thinking about it. My original answer is and
forever will be.
Forever will be toilet paper.
Okay.
We need that.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have the world supply, you can do those toilet paper wads.
Why would you do that? What a waste.
Because I was never that jerk in elementary school.
Yeah, I hate that.
But
do they TP your house?
No, no. You get the toilet paper wet and you throw it up to the roof.
Oh, see, that's even lamer.
I was never that person. But I can't say I didn't want to be.
Mm-mm.
I never
that
had the guts.
That and toilet papering houses.
Did you ever get your house
never
toilet papered?
Never cool. Yes.
I didn't.
It's awful.
Because
then you have to clean it. You're like, oh, you guys are so funny.
So
thank
funny.
You so much.
Amazing.
You're all going to come back and clean this, right? No.
No.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, thanks for giving me a job.
I was thinking of, instead of a world supply, I was thinking lifetime supply of a car that works.
Okay.
Just like a car that works.
Forever.
Forever. I never have to get an oil change. Just as soon as something didn't work, I just get another one.
Wow.
Because here's the thing. I don't cry. I'm not a crier.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as my car breaks down, tears. I just start crying. And I don't know. Like, even if, like, it gets close to an oil change, I'm like, no, I don't want to.
If you could buy a world supply of anything, what would it be?
This is Jameson from the Fernando family.
Hello.
What up?
I would buy or get iced tea.
Iced tea.
Iced tea.
Iced tea.
Like the wrapper?
He'd buy iced tea, yes. Yes. And he'd make him do, you make him do like skits from like New Jack City. And what's that show he's on?
I don't know.
Okay, he's on a show. He's like, I'm iced tea.
Unfortunately, he's talking about the beverage.
Actually, fortunately, because that's way better.
Okay.
It's Navajo tea.
Ah,
Navajo tea.
There you go.
I've never had that.
I haven't either.
Sounds... You never had that?
No.
No. Should
Ever?
We have?
Do they sell it at the local grocery store?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Problem.
Right.
That's where I get my tea.
Y'all are going to have to hit us up with some tea.
Y'all are going to have to...
Hook us up. Hit us up.
All right. We'll send you some tea sometime.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Thank you.
If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be?
Matthew says the obvious answer is money, but
yep.
His first thought was duct tape. It fixes everything. It does.
It does.
Do you remember, I don't know, do kids still do this? There was a point in my life where everything was duct tape. I had a duct tape wallet. I had duct tape all over my backpack, even though it didn't need it. It just looked cool.
Never had any of that.
Nope. Okay.
Never had duct tape anything. Just destroyed the story. Sorry.
Sorry. Cool.
I could never make anything is the reason. I'm not Martha Stewart
no.
with the duct
See,
tape.
I had the coolest wallet ever. And I didn't even need a wallet.
My nephew makes
school.
All those things. He has like all the cool wallets and all
Except
that.
Except yeah. I didn't have like the colored duct tape. It was just silver.
Right, of course.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Michael says oil.
What?
You would get a world supply of oil.
Why?
Because then he would have money to buy nearly everything else because he had to sell the oil.
Ah, yes. Okay, that makes sense. Smart man. Static.
Hey guys, it's Luke. How are you today?
Hey, Luke.
Doing well, Luke. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So a lifetime supply of anything... How about Twinkies?
Yes, dude. I'm telling you.
The problem, I'm about to ruin this for you. The problem with that is that they say they don't go bad, but there's an expiration date.
They
on
don't
those
go
things.
Bad. And if you have a lifetime supply, that means like
yeah,
a thousand years. Yeah.
Okay.
Forever and ever.
It'd be awesome.
Hallelujah.
I'm the only one who has them.
Exactly. Didn't you see Wally? They survive.
I actually didn't see Wally.
Yeah,
you
did.
Didn't see Wally? All right. Thanks for the call, Luke. I got to go fight my co-host now.
Thank you.
You didn't see Wall-E?
I feel sick.
You didn't see Wall-E?
My stomach hurts
Wall-E.
So bad. No, I never
it?
Saw it.
It was a good movie.
I heard it was really good.
That was a good jam. That was the first movie we tried to take child Luke to.
Didn't work?
Baby Luke.
Really? Tell me how that worked out.
It did not work out so well.
Did it scare him?
No, it was just, maybe it was just a lot for him. Child Luke.
Did he cry?
Because Jack, they both wanted to see it, and he was a little bitty dude. And I just remember not getting to see the ending of the movie, because I was in the hallway with him, and Chrissy and Jack got to finish the movie. Oh, yeah. It just everything. Yeah, it was.
Did it scare him?
No. No.
I'm confused.
Thankfully, I've blocked most of it out. I've repressed those memories. Talking about it now, in fact, is putting like this...
I just don't remember.
Awesomeness in my heart.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
Wall-E.
Awesome. Wall-E.
So coming right back, cover to cover. We're going to do Dustin Kensrew's Christmas record.
good.
And it's going to be fantastic.
It will be.
All right, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. 5FM and worldwide at mystaticradio.com. All right, it is time for Cover to Cover. Mm-hmm. Today's Cover to Cover brought to you by Christmas.
Thank you, Christmas.
Yes, Dustin Kinstra's record, This Good Night, is still everywhere, which makes perfect sense to me. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
We're going to find out what that means, because we've got a Cover to Cover right now. Oh, good. It's a whole 29 minutes long.
We'll play it twice.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
For those who weren't listening now.
So here it is, Cover to Cover, Dustin Kinstra, This Good Night is Everywhere. As soon as it starts working.
Is it in the right whatever?
Yeah.
Is it on?
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Restart.
See how that works.
Sorry.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. This is war. So that's, Dustin Kinstra. This is war.
Did you end the song?
I didn't mean Steve-O and Mitch.
As if the album wasn't short enough.
I know. I went to grab the record.
And
I didn't mean to.
You are awful. You're an awful, awful person.
Wow, Mitch. Thanks so much. You make the holidays wonderful and bright.
Thank you.
Dustin Kinstra, Cover to Cover.
This is a good album.
Yeah. That was the end.
It was just enough.
Yeah. So on the way, we've got, The Echo and Green, some Kenosis, some Wire Rose. Silent comedy.
Some more random Christmas music.
Yeah, we should play some Relient K.
Okay.
Why not?
Why not? We may have just done that.
And all that jazz.
Do it again.
And we've got to go get ready for our Christmas photo.
You just said all that jazz. I was going to go somewhere else with that.
Oh.
I watched that musical this weekend.
That's a musical?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
From Chicago.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
From Chicago? The band?
No.
I am a man and will fight. For your
Yes.
No, I like Chicago better. Peter Cetera? Chicago?
No, I don't.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, but that's not what I'm talking about.
We're
done.
On our way to go meet Santa.
That's right.
A mall Santa.
The mall at one of the malls.
And hopefully he still has a job.
Hopefully.
Actually, in the news this last week, a Santa lost his job.
What did he do?
I honestly don't know exactly what he did, but here's what I do know. I do know that a Santa this week lost his job because many parents were Facebooking complaints to the mall.
Oh.
He was fired by a mall in Portland, Maine after parents complained on the mall's Facebook page. A number of parents complained about various things they didn't like.
About what?
One mom said Santa refused to have his picture taken with her daughter unless the mom spent $20 on a photo package.
Well, that's kind of the rule.
No, the mall clearly labeled as optional.
Oh, okay.
Another mom said Santa, quote, put his hands on his lap so that her six-year-old daughter couldn't sit on his lap. Mean Santa.
Bad Santa.
Fired Santa.
That's right.
Yep.
Not ours.
Yeah. So, there you go.
We're going to go meet Santa and make sure that none of that is going on.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you know they have... Okay, speaking of Santa, I was watching... I think like 2020 or something this weekend. And there is a class for guys to go to become Santa.
Like, I don't know that I could do that.
Like they're older. Like,
I don't understand what you have to learn.
In 2 days, they spend $400 on like a Santa workshop.
No way.
Yeah. And they have to learn things like obviously how to talk like Santa and act like Santa. And also they have to learn... kind of, I guess it's like protocol, like make sure your hands are always seen by the public.
Ah, yeah.
So they can't just, hey,
with
guys,
your white gloves. I wonder if you can rock Michael Jackson gloves.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'd be that Santa. Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Here comes Santa. That would be awesome. Because he already got the red suit.
Right?
Like Thriller.
Yeah.
You had the white gloves. From Billie Jean, right?
Yeah.
Is it Billie Jean that he's got the white
glove? Billie Jean is not Matt. No, I don't know. The white glove. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
MJ stole all of his attire from Santa Claus.
And made it way cooler.
Wow.
Good job, MJ.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to go take a picture of Santa, but first, we have to fix your hair.
Yeah, we do. We'll do that. Thanks to these headphones. Fix the hair. Head on out. And we'll post it as soon as it's up. As soon as it's up, we'll post it. Make sense? Sweet. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.